This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. USA Radio Newsmax TV. You know me as the capitalist evangelist. I want to make sure I thank the main title sponsor of the show, Fordham Resources. They're a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. They're led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15 cent a share stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. And what I keep stressing here is they're a publicly traded company. That means you can own their stock. That means when they profit, you profit. If you believe in this company, you can buy the stock and profit. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, repeat FTMR. Please visit FordhamResources.com for a complete review, FordhamResources.com. So I mentioned in hour number one that one of the STEM school shooting suspects in Colorado is identified as a female-to-male transgender who is transitioning. One of the alleged shooters suspected of opening fire at a STEM school in Colorado is a transgender male. Police identified Trump-hating leftist Devin Erickson, 18, as one of the suspects in the Highlands Ranch incident, but little else was revealed about his juvenile accomplice other than a statement from the Denver Channel commenting on the underage suspect's gender dysphoria. Multiple sources close to the investigation told Denver 7 late Tuesday the second suspect, who is a minor, is a transgender male who is in the midst of transitioning from female to male. Denver 7, in the follow-up story, explained the confusion as to the underage suspect's gender, publishing a statement from Douglas County Sheriff Tony Spurlock, who claimed police initially believed the suspect was a male. But meanwhile, they now said it's a female. They thought the suspect was male by appearance, but it's a female, because it is a female-to-male transgender. I don't even know what any of this means. Do you know what any of this means? Boy, I long for a simpler time. I guess I want to make America great again, too. The terrible things they say about Trump people. We want to go back. Well, you know what? I do want to go back. I liked America when I never heard of somebody who was both male and female, or male wanting to be female, or female wanting to be male, or trapped in a body that they think isn't their body. I've never heard of anything so stupid in my entire life. And I've been pro-gay my whole life. This isn't gay. If a man wants to have sex with a man, a woman wants to have sex with a woman, I don't care. Mark Wayne roots out. I'm actually liberal on this topic. Transgender is a whole other ballgame. And by the way, if you want to do that, I don't care either. But don't put it on my dime. Don't tell me that you need the government to pay for your operation. Don't tell me you need to do it while in prison and the taxpayers got to pay for it. Don't tell me you need to do it while in the military and the taxpayers got to pay for it. And don't tell me it's normal, because it's not normal. It's a mental illness. There's something wrong. And here's one that's gone out of control, tried to kill people. So, and don't tell me that when a white straight male does it, it's not mental illness too, because it is. When a white straight male kills people in a school shooting, that's mental illness too. So I'm willing to be fair and tell you when people are mentally ill on all sides. No one's better than anybody else. Don't tell me you can't say something bad about a person because they're black, because they're Mexican, because they're Hispanic, because they're gay, because they're transgender. If someone deserves to be told they're bad, they're evil, or they're mentally ill, Wayne Root tells you. And there's plenty of white people that are mentally ill, too. But let me tell you, there's a big problem in this country with illegals. Big crime problem with illegals. Just like in Italy. They elected a new party, and that new party is very protective, very nationalistic, very populist, and protective of Italy. Italy first. And so they've done a good job with the illegal immigration. They're not letting as many Muslim migrants get to their country, Muslim refugees get to their countries were coming in before, and the result is every area of crime is down by 15 to 25%. Down, down, down. Murder, robbery. All violent crimes down 15 to 20%+. So here in America, this makes sense. ICE arrests an illegal alien suspected of killing a family in a drunk driving crash. An illegal alien charged with killing three members of a family in a drunk driving crash in California was arrested by federal immigration agents after he was released on bail. Why would you release someone on bail who just drove drunk and killed three members of one family? What if that was your family? Why did they release him on bail, number one? Why would anybody who kills people be released on bail, number one? And number two, if you're illegal and you kill people, how could you be released? Ismael Huazo Jardines, 33, is suspected of hitting a trailer home. You got to be kidding me. In Sutter County at a high rate of speed while under the influence of alcohol. You mean these people were sitting in their trailer home and a car went into it and killed them all? A 10-year-old boy and his parents were killed in the wreck while an 11-year-old daughter survived, sustaining major injuries. And this guy gets released on $300,000 bail, and Huazo Jardines was apprehended immediately by the ICE Fugitive Operations Team members. He'd already been caught illegally in Arizona in 2011, returned to Mexico of his own volition at the instruction of authorities, but found his way back to the U.S. He chose to drive drunk in the Knights Landing area at the Yolo-Sutter County line. He missed a curve and plowed into a trailer. Jose Pacheco, his wife Anna, and their 10-year-old son Angel, and their 11-year-old daughter Mariana were all asleep in their beds when he came crashing through their trailer. There are certain things you just don't believe. You know, I know the trailer homes are sometimes marked for extinction by hurricanes and tornadoes, but I didn't know drunk drivers would miss a turn and go into a trailer home. He tried to flee the scene on foot, but was tackled and restrained by bystanders till police arrived. He already had a conviction for reckless driving on his record, and California Highway Patrol pushed for his bond to be set at $1 million, but a judge ignored that request, sending bail at $300,000. Well, how did he pay the $300,000? How would an illegal alien who just killed three people driving drunk pay for a $300,000 bond? A district attorney said it's probably unusual that a person is able to pay that at least this quickly. There's something very strange going on with that one. Must have been like the ACLU. Must have been like Barack Obama personally paid for it. Must have been Hillary Clinton. Crazy liberal nutcases, nut jobs with Trump derangement syndrome. Who would pay for an illegal who just killed three people to get out of prison in 5 minutes with a $300,000 bond? I mean, seriously. And I'm always telling you that it's just crazy how much money they pay government employees. Do you know how hard it is to open a business? Do you know how hard it is to be an entrepreneur? Do you know how hard it is to be a salesperson? Do you have any idea how hard it is to sell things to people? Those are the heroes of American business. Those are the heroes of capitalism. Those are the heroes of the U.S. economy. The work they do creates all the jobs. All government does is get in the way of jobs. And I always tell you, my great buddy, Doug, who's now retired, he always says he told his sons, the most important lesson I could give you in life is to never be a government employee. They don't make any money. They live boring lives, and then they retire. And by the way, I'm never talking about cops. I love cops. And they don't live boring lives. They live exciting lives. And they put their life on the line. But I am talking about your average government employee lives a boring life. You know, you look at your watch for 20 years, and then you retire. And that was what he used to tell them. Become an entrepreneur. That's where all the money is. Go to Wall Street. That's really where all the money is. He said, Wayne, I changed my mind. I'm writing a new book to my kids, and I'm going to tell them, forget everything I ever told you before. Become a government employee. Because that's where all the money is. You can never be fired. You never have to lose an hour's sleep. And you have a job for life, and then you retire. And in retirement, they pay you a pension that's almost the same, and in some cases much higher than the money you made for working, and they do it forever. So you only have to work 20, 25 years, and then at the young age of 45 or 50, you might live to 100. They may pay your pension for 60 years, and it might be as much as you got while working. And you're going to get health care for life. That's crazy. crazy, considering a government job, it was always low paid. You know why it was low paid? Because everyone recognized that it's a safe job and a safe paycheck. So you don't deserve, you take no risk. Again, not mentioning policemen and firemen, they take lots of risk. But there's no risk to a government job. You have your salary for life and a pension for life. So of course it's going to be lower than the private sector. No, not anymore. Now it's higher than the private sector. Here's a new argument out. A new article out. Want to make money? Work for the government. Found this at Zero Hedge. Which class of full-time, year-round American workers has the highest median earnings? According to the Census Bureau's personal income table, the competition isn't even close. When it comes to making money in the modern United States of America, government workers win. Among Americans who actually earn income by working, they are the upper class, government employees. There were 115,704,000 Americans who worked full-time in 2017. And the government divided these workers into three classes: private wage salary workers, government wage and salary workers, self-employed workers. And the highest income went to the government employees. Workers in the private industry made $46,000. Self-employed made $50,000. And government workers, medium earnings, $53,000. 14% better than private sector workers and 6% better than self-employed. And keep in mind, if you're self-employed, you don't get insurance. They're not mentioning that the medium earnings of government employees includes insurance. And they're not mentioning even which kind of government employee you might be. Because it's even better if you work for the federal government than if you work for the state government. Highest paid employees of any kind are federal government employees. And these are people who have easy jobs. They take 3 days off at a time. They're off on weekends. They're off on holidays. Every other week's a holiday. They get a pension for life and their job's guaranteed to never be fired. And they make more than me who works all day, slaves away. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
War now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, make sure that you check out Newsmax TV in hour number 3. Lots of ways to find me on Newsmax TV. First of all, you can find me on DirecTV Channel 349, Dish TV Channel 216, cable systems like Fios, UVerse, Comcast, Xfinity, Charter. You can also go to NewsmaxTV.com and watch me live, NewsmaxTV.com. You can get the Newsmax TV app and watch me for free. Or you can go to YouTube and just type in Newsmax TV and watch me for free. But I think the best way to do it is on cable. And as an example, here in Vegas, we're not on Cox Cable. So you need to call this phone number and tell them to connect you to your local cable system. And we will put you into your local cable system. And you can complain to your heart's content and tell me you want Wayne Root and Newsmax TV. Call 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. If you're in Vegas, call up Cox or call this number, 844-500-6397, and tell them you demand your Newsmax TV so you can watch Wayne Root. All right, let's check out some other news. Matt Gaetz, Congressman Matt Gaetz of Florida, told the House Judiciary Committee today that the Barack Obama administration ran an intel operation against the Donald Trump campaign. How smart am I? Wayne Root has been saying this in the very beginning. I feel like Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh, I used to laugh when he said he had talent on loan from God. You know, everything that's now coming out, I've always said 2 years ago. 2 years ago, and I remember when no one knew it, I said that my guess was Barack Obama was running guns. And that's why that terrible incident happened in Libya. He was running guns, and he gave them to the wrong guys, the bad guys, to Al-Qaeda, and they turned around and killed the American ambassador, Chris Stevens, and all those American soldiers. And I believe that was the whole problem with Benghazi. And it turns out that's true. That's exactly what happened. It was a gun-running operation. My guesses are so good. And every one of you have heard my guesses on this show about the Vegas massacre. I'm not even going to get into it now. I'm just going to tell you, I don't believe a word the government has told us, the police have told us, the FBI have told us about the Vegas massacre and it just being Stephen Paddock. Not a word. It's all just total BS. We have just been scammed on the Vegas massacre. Everybody knows it. Everyone knows it's like the JFK assassination. You're not getting the right story. You're not getting the real story. God knows why. I have my guesses, but I'm not going to mention them on radio. I'm not. But the end result is I believe that we've all been scammed. And my gut's going to turn out to be right about that, too. One day that will be unearthed, and you will find out that it wasn't just as simple as one old man, one fat old white guy who just woke up and became Rambo and decided to kill 500 people. And, oh, by the way, the most absurd part about all of it, well, I could tell you 50 absurd things about the story, but one of the most absurd parts of it is that he just stopped shooting. The police never went in his room. He just stopped shooting. He just stopped shooting and shot himself in the head after shooting 500-plus people. If you're a bloodthirsty pig, a horrible, evil person from the devil, and you want to just laugh while you kill 500, kill and wound 500-plus people, wouldn't you think you'd keep shooting? If he kept shooting for another 45 minutes, he would have killed and wounded 3,000 people. And he would have absolutely hit those gas tanks and caused a massive explosion, a fireball that would have singed and fried people and burned down hotels. It would have been like hell on earth in Las Vegas. But he just stopped after 10 minutes without any police trying to enter his room, without any police shooting in his room. Nothing. He just stopped. Makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? Yeah. In any case, I said from day one that the Obama administration was spying on Trump just like Nixon spied on the DNC and broke into the DNC headquarters at Watergate. And that all Nixon's people wound up going to jail and Nixon wound up leaving the presidency and all of that should have happened to Obama. But nobody cared because the media, if it was a Republican doing the exact same thing or a hell of a lot less, the media would have made it to the biggest news story in the history of the world and that Republican would be fried right now. They'd be giving him the death penalty. But it's Obama. And not only is Obama a Democrat, not only is he a liberal like them, he's black. You know, I mean, he's black, guys. Nobody wants to be the one to tell a black president, you committed a crime, you're going to jail. You know what they call someone who says that, right? A racist. You're the most horrible person in the world. You're Hitler. You're the KKK. You're a Nazi. Wayne Root said a black president committed a crime? But he did. Oh, it doesn't matter. He's a racist. Wayne Root is absolutely a racist for saying that Obama committed a crime. What if he did? Doesn't matter. You're a racist. Doesn't matter. You got to be hounded off the air because you had the nerve to say a black president committed a crime. All I do is tell the truth. Trump was spied on by Obama. Obama ordered everything. Obama is the criminal. And Obama ordered Hillary to be vindicated even though he knew she committed crimes. And by the way, the crime she committed, Obama committed too. Because it is a crime in the United States government to be a federal government employee and know that someone is using their own private server and not report it. And she was sending emails to him. Wayne Allyn Root, Root for America.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House Judiciary Committee voted on Wednesday to hold Attorney General Bill Barr in contempt of Congress for defying a subpoena seeking Special Counsel Robert Mueller's full, unredacted report Republican Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana believes he knows what the Democrats are up to.
They're asking Barr to go to jail. They're telling him release the grand jury information to us. They know he can't. It's a violation of federal law. They want him to do it, and probably if he did do it, then they'd say, okay, you violated federal law, you ought to be prosecuted.
Senate Majority Whip Republican John Thune from South Carolina is responding to reports that Donald Trump Jr. is being subpoenaed by the Senate Intelligence Committee.
This thing has been looked at multiple ways. You now have the Mueller report. It's all out there. No collusion. That's the conclusion that they came to.
Thune was speaking there on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.T. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the...
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Can speak with
with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. I've got something exciting to share with you. Do you suffer from gut problems, skin conditions, yeast problems, candida, brain fog? My good friends at My Doctor Suggest have something I know will be right for you. My doctor suggests alkaline structured silver products destroy yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming our good bacteria. So many people suffer from health concerns today that I know we can help with. I've experienced firsthand the power of healing that happens when using their products. My voice is now a workhorse. I've never missed 1 minute in 3 years due to a hoarse voice because of their alkaline silver lozenges. I haven't had a cold in 3 years because of those lozenges. And now, it's been about a month where I've taken the liquid, and it just completely eradicated my brain fog, meaning you're just scattered, and you can't concentrate, and you can't focus. And when you wake up, usually till like 12 noon, I was very scattered. And now from the second I wake up, I'm laser sharp. And then also from taking the liquid, I got rid of my leaky gut, which gave me fatigue and stomach upset, all gone. And then I also used the skin gel, and my skin had a couple of dry patches for like the last 5 or 7 years. No doctor could get rid of them. No dermatologist get rid of them without doing something that would really damage my face on TV for a month. And I used their skin gel, their silver skin gel. Guess what? Gone. Amazing. Give them a call. Order. The only place you can get it. They're not in stores. You can only get it at 866-660-9868. My doctor suggests 866-660-9868. My listeners and viewers are raving about it. Go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use the promo code ROOT and get 20% off. All right. So here is the deal. Here is the deal. We've got a great guest with us, Andrea Patti, with a kind of an unusual but heartfelt topic. I wanted to get her on. She's a former Trump campaign chair for Ocean County, New Jersey, and she reached out to me with an email, and you know I speak to all my fans. I communicate with everybody. I love to hear from my fans, and I said, let's get her on. She's the co-founder of Pain Warriors Unite. You can find it at painwarriorsunite.com. Andrea Patti is with us. Andrea, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, Wayne. How you doing?
So you reached out to me on email, and I responded, as I do so often to my fans, and it culminated in you coming on this show. There's a big day coming up tomorrow. There's a pain management task force meeting to vote on their submission to Congress.
Yep.
And explain to everybody what that means and what that's all about.
Okay. This is their third meeting. It was the task force was commissioned by Congress to address any gaps and inconsistencies in the CDC guidelines for prescribing opioids for chronic pain, and people are suffering because of those guidelines. So the task force has met two times before this, and now they're voting on their final recommendations of, you know, what needs to be addressed and fixed within those guidelines.
Now, President Trump has addressed this quite a few times with White House summits, correct?
Yes, he has. But nobody really addressed the chronic pain side of it. It's more of the addiction side of it.
I get the difference. Okay, so here, well, let's go back to you. You're a victim. We're talking to Andrea Patti, co-founder of Pain Warriors Unite. You're a victim of the illicit fentanyl and heroin crisis that's pouring into the U.S. from China and Mexico over that southern border. Explain to everybody what happened to you and what this is all about. Then it's all going to start to make sense to everybody.
Okay. I have been suffering for over 25 years with several different painful chronic diseases that require I've tried every other modality out there. They don't just give you pain medicine right off the bat. So after, you know, all else fails, then they, you know, we tried that. And it was a godsend for me. And I've been on pain management for almost 20 years, and it gave me a life. But because of the crackdown on prescribing and government and law enforcement going after doctors because of their prescribing habits, doctors are spooked. Doctors are terrified. They're getting, you know, some of them have lost their license. And, you know, this is affecting patients. So my doctor was targeted, and license was suspended, and I was left with no doctor and no medicine, which I'm one of millions right now that are suffering the consequences of this.
So what do you recommend we do? In other words, on one hand, you've got this terrible epidemic, and people are getting addicted, and people are dying. American kids, yeah, especially, are dying. And on the other hand, if you try and block the epidemic so kids don't die, and kids don't get addicted, and people don't die, and people don't get addicted, then instead you got people who have legitimate pain problems like you, and they have nothing to heal their pain, and they're in terrible, terrible pain.
Right.
What's the answer? Is there some answer in the middle that solves the problem for both sides?
It's exactly it. We need a happy medium. We need, you know, balanced policies. We need them, you know, we need our legislators to hear us. We need the state and federal side to hear us and law enforcement, because the CDC and the FDA just came out in the last couple of weeks to clarify that the guidelines were just guidelines and they were not supposed to be weaponized or turned into policies or laws. And that's what happened. 33 states have made laws on opioid prescribing. So we need to change that. We need to get, you know, policymakers to sit down with us and put real policies in place that protect doctors and patients so that doctors won't fear, you know, that, hey, the DEA is watching me, so I, you know, even though I know my patient needs this medication, I'm not going to give it to them because my livelihood or my, you know, medical license is not worth it. And I don't blame them. Honestly, I don't blame them. So, you know, I would love to meet with President Trump and explain this to him and, you know, have it come from the, you know, the top down, because, you know, if doctors don't get assurance and feel comfortable that they're not going to, you know,
wind up in prison.
Exactly. You know, they could come out with all the laws that they want. And, you know, the doctors are still going to be afraid because they hear that their peers are being, you know, watched like a hawk and
locked up. They are getting locked up. I've seen
it
in the Vegas paper left and right.
Yeah.
Why did you form Pain Warriors Unite? What's the plan with painwarriorsunite.com?
Okay. So we are a group of most of us are our pain patients ourselves, and we have begun to advocate for ourselves. We have groups in every single state across the country, and there's people out there that don't know who to call or what to do. You know, this happens. Their doctor says, hey, I'm sorry, I'm going to cut your meds, or I'm going to, you know, I can't prescribe anymore. These people don't know where to go or who to call. So they could call us, and we can try and find them a doctor that will help them, or try to make an appointment with their policymakers and representatives in their state and meet with them and, you know, try to get the process going in every state to, you know, to jumpstart something. And it's working. In many states, we have made progress. In Oklahoma, we've had the law reversed. And, you know, I'm in New Jersey, and I'm working with our lawmakers here. And, you know, it's happening slowly but surely, but it's going to take a lot more. And the media is a big part of it, because the mainstream media, if you notice, when they talk about fentanyl, illicit fentanyl, I should point out, it's illicit, not prescription. Illicit fentanyl overdoses, they flash pictures of pill bottles on the screen, which has nothing to do with illicit fentanyl or heroin. So it's putting that idea in everyone's mind. It's scaring the heck out of the public that, oh my God, you know, if I take a pain pill after, you know, a knee replacement surgery, I'm going to wind up shooting up heroin next week. That's not how it works. You know, addiction is a complex disease, and that's, you know, apples and oranges. So we need to clarify the difference between addiction and dependence and, you know, the correct and responsible use of opioids.
By the way, I've got a great friend of mine. I mean, a great friend, one of my best friends in life, who had both his knees replaced in the last year. He did one, and then 6 months later, he did the other one. And And he was on all these pills, and there's no choice because the pain is horrifying.
Right. I mean,
he said basically it's an amputation. They amputate your knee, and then they put a new one in, and they stick it back together again. And they did that to him twice in a six-month period, and he was in agony with the pills. But without them, you couldn't survive without them, you know?
Exactly. But now they're telling people, oh, no, well, you don't. We'll try Tylenol first after major surgery. Even cancer patients are not getting opioid medication. They're getting Tylenol for pain.
Yeah, there's got to be an answer in between. Andrea Patti is trying to provide that answer. She's a former Trump campaign chair in New Jersey, and she's the co-founder of Pain Warriors Unite, painwarriorsunite.com. And in closing, Andrea, I think you just want to really, you know, in addition to solving the problem, I think you also want to make the point that you could be a Trump supporter, you could be a conservative, you could be a Republican, you could be a nice mom and a parent and all the and a wife, and still have a problem and need pain medicine. You're not a drug addict, and you're not a bad person. Correct?
Absolutely, Wayne. That's exactly it. It's not, pain is not partisan. So if your representative happens to be a Democrat and you're a Republican, it doesn't matter. You have to meet with them. You have to put politics aside and try and talk to them and tell them that you need help and you need them to fix this.
Hey, Andrea, I think the problem is they're not going to meet with you or me because they have Trump derangement syndrome. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's another story.
All right. Andrea Patti, another great example of a fan who interacting with Wayne Root and got a good result from it. So, Andrea, I hope you're happy. We got you on the show. You got your case on national radio. We tried our best for you. PainWarriorsUnite.com. Andrea, good luck with the war. Go get them.
Thank you so much, Wayne. God bless.
Wayne Allyn Root, War Now.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right, on time and on budget. Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job, like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT, and DeWalt. Stop in now during Hitachi Days and get a 3.5-inch 21-degree framing nailer now for just $169. And stay in charge on the job longer with a 4-pack of DeWalt 20-volt max batteries, now just $179. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 5/12. See store for details, U.S. only.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. The Kentucky Derby is the pinnacle of horse racing. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to witness the Kentucky Derby in person. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000. Use it to purchase your dream home or pay off your mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com. The fashion, the mint juleps, the parties. This is your opportunity to experience it all firsthand. Thanks to the Rocket Mortgage Homestretch Sweepstakes. Enter for your chance to win $250,000 and one of 20 VIP trips to the Kentucky Derby. The Rocket Mortgage Homestretch Sweepstakes. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Homestretchsweepstakes.com. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
So the other evening I was working on my laptop on the edge of the bed and I just fell over. I just fell asleep and it's these Giza Dreams bed sheets. And I snuggle up with them and I snuggle up with my pillow and my gosh, I've slept in a lot of hotels in my time. Really nice hotels, top quality, and none of them have anything like these Giza Dreams bed sheets. But don't take my word for it. Go to MyPillow.com, use my promo code USA, and you'll get 30% off and free shipping. Give them a try. What have you got to lose? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams bed sheets, and you can sleep just as well as I do. I have a wonderful night's sleep with my MyPillow and my Giza Dreams bed sheets. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
War now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, coming up, Newsmax TV, Channel 349, DirecTV, Channel 216 Dish, many cable systems around the country. Matter of fact, my great buddy sent me a text to let me know. I never mentioned his cable system. My buddy JP in Southern California. He's in Orange County. He watches Newsmax and he watches my show every night on Spectrum Cable, channel 222, 222 in Southern California. Spectrum Cable. But many of you, if you don't get it on cable or get it on satellite, you could just go to NewsmaxTV.com and you can watch my show from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock east, 5 to 6 west, every night, Monday through Friday. Or you can get the Newsmax app on your phone and watch it for free. Very cool. Here's a great news story, a heartwarming story, but a sad story at the same time. But what a great guy. And actually kind of a nice way to go. If you're going to go, it's a nice way to go. You know, so many people suffer. They have cancer. It takes them months to die. My mother had cancer for 6 years before she died. Lots of suffering. My father had cancer for, I don't know, about 6 months before he died. Lots of suffering, lots of pain. And this is, if you're going to go, it's kind of great to go as a hero and make national news, too. But it's still sad whenever any of our World War II veterans die. But this guy died on the final leg of his honor flight. In the final moments of his life, Frank Manchel knew that many people honored him for his World War II service. Manchel collapsed Sunday on the final leg of a trip sponsored by Honor Flight San Diego, a nonprofit that gives World War II veterans all expense-paid trips to Washington, D.C. Two physicians aboard the charter American Airlines flight tried to resuscitate him, but he died before the plane landed at San Diego International Airport. He was 95 years old. So that means he was on his way back. He had actually gone to on his all-expense-paid trip to Washington, D.C., and he saw the Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C., and Dave Smith, founder of Honor Flight San Diego, said it was almost instantaneous. He was laughing and chatting and having a good time, and then he collapsed. Sad story, man. I'm trying to hold myself together here while talking about it. These are just the greatest people in the history of America, the World War II vets. We extend our deepest sympathies to the Manchel family. It was our privilege to honor this true American hero during his final hours. He was an Army sergeant during the war last Friday. He flew He flew from San Diego with 82 other veterans and their guardians, family members, and other volunteers who help elderly soldiers, sailors, and flyers during their visit. Last weekend's trip was Honor Flight San Diego's 14th journey. On Saturday, they visited, all the veterans visited the World War II Memorial, the Korean War Memorial, the Lincoln Memorial, the Air Force Memorial, the Navy Yards Museum, and other sites with historic significance. On Sunday, they toured a military electronics museum before taking a bus back to the airport for the flight home. And although the days were packed, Manchel was able to enjoy a mini family reunion. He was accompanied by his son, Dr. Bruce Manchel, and his brother, Jerome, 93 years old, came to Washington from his home in Michigan with his son, David. And another of Frank's sons, Howard, came from Atlanta. Former San Diego Police Chief Shelley Zimmerman, who was a daughter of a World War II veteran, was on the trip as a guardian, a volunteer who helped smooth out any difficulties for elderly visitors. Chatting with the Manchels on Saturday, she was struck by the veteran's upbeat mood. He was 100% engaged, proud, humble. You could just tell how proud they all were of him, talking about his family. It was just wonderful, a loving, loving family. And on the return flight, Frank signed a World War II book for another guardian. About 1:30 p.m., an hour before the flight's scheduled arrival, he stood up and fell to the floor. His son and another doctor rushed to assist him. They tried to do CPR for over 12 minutes, but he never recovered. Chaplains prayed over the body, which was then draped with an American flag. And as the plane began its descent into San Diego, Zimmerman turned to Dr. Manchel. "If you're up to this," she said, "to honor your father, let's sing God Bless America." The son agreed, and the entire plane was filled with emotional, choked-up voices raised a patriotic song. And as other veterans filed out of the plane, each saluted while passing their fallen comrade with the American flag draped over him. Zimmerman oversaw Manchel's removal to the rear of the plane, following protocol for a dead police officer or a member of the armed services. His body was carried through a cordon of medical personnel, firefighters, and law enforcement officers saluting as the body went by. "My father's passing was the ending to the most amazing weekend, surrounded by his newest best friends," said Dr. Manchel in a statement released Monday. "We thank all of you, Honor Flight San Diego, American Airlines, San Diego International Airport, friends, supporters, for your concern and for allowing the weekend to be so special for all of us to share. He passed quickly and peacefully, and the compassion and respect that was shown to our family will always be treasured. May he rest in peace as he is now reunited with his beloved son, Jimmy." Wow. He was the first veteran to ever die while on an honor flight trip. Oh, Honor Flight San Diego trip. Six other deaths have occurred during honor flights originating in other cities. Wow. These are all guys who gave everything for our rights, for our freedom, for this great America. And seven of them have died on the flight, the last flight, to honor their service to America. Wow. Unbelievable story. But his final flight in life will always stand out for those who accompanied him. Wow, what a story. What a story, and what a great man, Frank Manchel from San Diego. God bless America. We'll be right back. Newsmax TV.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
90.